From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian insurgent groups launched a new offensive seeking to break a government siege on rebel-held neighborhoods in the northern city of Aleppo. Militants claimed that they had achieved their goal, and Syrian state TV said the attack was repelled and the army had regained control of the area it lost earlier in the day. Such conflicting claims are not uncommon in Syria when offensives are underway. Militants have launched several attacks in recent days to try to break the siege of Aleppo. Belgian police say a man wielding a machete injured two female police officers in the city of Charleroi. The attack took place outside a police station about 50 kilometers south of Brussels. The attacker was shot by a third police officer and later died at the hospital. Belgian police spokesman David Quignot said the attacker violently struck the faces of the two police officers while he was shouting, "Allahu Akbar." The Shawalal attack came after 32 people died in March during coordinated bomb attacks on the Brussels airport and a subway station. Islamic State militants claim responsibility. Brussels has been on high alert for terrorist attacks since the attacks in March. South African President Jacob Zuma, reeling from historic losses in local elections, says voters are sending out messages all around and that his ruling African National Congress is, in his words, going to listen very, very carefully. Zuma spoke at vote tallies continued, ANC losing control of the capital, Pretoria, and its majority in the second largest city and economic center, Johannesburg. This is VOA News.